This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. U.S. President Donald Trump says he'll soon sign an executive order that involves the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA. The order includes a path to citizenship for young immigrants who fall under DACA, which means they arrived in the U.S. illegally as children. The Trump administration has previously tried to end DACA, an Obama-era program that protects more than 700,000 immigrants. But in an interview with the Spanish-language network Telemundo, President Trump said DACA is going to be just fine. A White House spokesman said the order does not include amnesty. President Trump has commuted the prison sentence of his longtime friend and advisor, Roger Stone, days before he was supposed to report to prison. Stone was convicted of lying under oath and obstruction during the investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 election. He had been sentenced to serve 3 years and 4 months. Opposition Democrats responding. Vice Chairman of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, Mark Warner, criticized President Trump's move, tweeting, "The United States was founded on the rule of law. It seems our president has nothing but contempt for it." At least one person is dead after protests in Mali on Friday. Protesters in the capital Bamako are attempting to occupy key government buildings, blocking main roads while demanding the resignation of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. Leaders of the protest want to force Keita to resign for failing to enact political reforms. He's been in power since 2013 and has come under harsh criticism for failing to end a long-running jihadist insurgency and improve the African country's economic woes. This is VOA News. Thousands of demonstrators in the Russian Far East city of Khabarovsk have held a protest against the arrest of the region's governor. Sergei Fergal was arrested Thursday and flown to Moscow, where he was interrogated and ordered held in jail for 2 months. Russia's main criminal investigation body says he is suspected of involvement in several murders of businessmen in 2004 and 2005 before his political career began. The Saturday demonstration in the city was unsanctioned, but no arrests were reported. Local news media gave estimates of the crowd ranging from 5,000 to 35,000. Fergal, a member of the Nationalist Liberal Democratic Party, was elected governor in 2018 and is widely popular in the region. Nearly 560,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally. In the United States, the figure is more than 134,000. The number of worldwide infections has grown to more than 12.4 million and more than 3.1 million in the U.S. In response to the latest coronavirus figures, the World Health Organization warned that the number of people infected had doubled in the last 6 weeks. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the international community needed leadership participation and solidarity to turn the pandemic around. Tedros cited Italy and South Korea when saying that there are examples from around the world that have shown that even if an outbreak is intense, it can be brought under control. However, he also warned that it's not only COVID-19 that threatens lives and livelihoods, but other diseases such as measles, polio, and malaria that all thrive when immunization is paused and supply chains for medical supplies are interrupted. An advanced team from the World Health Organization has left for China to organize an investigation into the origins of the novel coronavirus, which sparked the global pandemic. The virus is believed to have emerged in the Chinese city of Wuhan late last year. Experts will work with Chinese scientists to plan out the upcoming investigation. WHO spokeswoman Margaret Harris said one of the big issues that everybody's interested in is whether or not it jumped from species to a human and what species would have done it. She said they know it's very similar to the virus in a bat, but questions whether it went through an intermediate species. There is just over a year to go into the rescheduled Tokyo Olympics, and medical experts say the event could pose a grave risk to the Japanese public. More on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.